wish I did not stay there as long as I did.
But the king touch shot it. I'm the only one to get it. So just go ahead, keep doing what you do. Oof.
Rack city, bitch. Rack city, bitch. Rack city, bitch. 10, 10, 10, 20s and the 50s, bitch.
Hip Hop Nation.
Where you discover new music first.
First.
Tune in.
You feel me?
You know I've been on now, man.
Feeling like the motherfucking man today, you dig what I'm saying?
Get this shit on iTunes right now, man. Floyd Money Mayweather, Dizzy Wright, Shade 45.
What? This shit.
Floyd Mayweather put an album out.
Floyd Money Mayweather.
Oh.
Little nigga, looking like Floyd Money Mayweather. Looking like Floyd Money Mayweather.
Well, I'm blocking this intersection for a little bit here. That's... Ah, good, Ja Rule. So this car comes with photos of artists that it uses to pull up when their songs are played, from your iPod or wherever. And the picture of Ja Rule is funny. He's just got this huge smile on his face. Just looks so tough. Need 50 Cent to step in and tell me that Ja Rule was bad at rapping. I kind of had figured that one out on my own. Didn't need the beef.
Show you a good day. It's so fun.
Avengers 2 pre-screening, huh? Yeah, I turned down an invite to go see that tonight. Like, nope, man. I'm good, thanks. See, yes, going and seeing Cabin Boy, that seems like a worthwhile trip to the movie theaters.
Gives this beer a rich, citrusy hop aroma and an extremely balanced depth of flavor. Each sip takes you on a journey to a place where five hops converge into one winding river of discovery. Enjoy a medley of sights, smells, tastes, feels, and sounds of the hop current that merges into one flavorful experience. Go with the flow and enjoy Pyramid IPA, a medley of hops. Pyramid Brewing Company, Berkeley, California. Always drink responsibly.
Tonight, on A New Big Bang Theory, Leonard takes Penny back to his high school.
I thought it'd be fun to show her my old stomping ground. I even know the exact spot where they used to stomp me.
CBS Tonight.
Oh, yeah, that is good.
Yeah.
I I'm also going to stay getting money.
Listening to Hip Hop Nation, commercial free hip hop hits.
Big Terrible, Texas, where legends are born. Lil Kiki the Don, original screwed up click. This dedicated to DJ Screw, Fat Pat, Big Mellow, Big.
Yeah, you guys are for sure going on tour too, then?
For the project, yeah.
Alright, cool. I'm done to see that.
Indeed, my G.
He leveled out.
Yeah, let's go to live one.
We were like, Boxhead! He's like, Dizzy.
Yeah, I like Dizzy.
Pablo checking in from Arizona, line one.
Pablito.
Yo,
Dizzy Wright.
What up, man?
Yo, I can't believe this shit. Hey, man, I just want to say I appreciate what you're doing, man. I love all your music. I appreciate all the positive shit you're saying.
What?
I feel like we really need more people like you.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate it, man.
I'm just
phone is ringing. Oh my God. Had rocks down with the Ioni. Listen to the shit, cause both of them is bony. Gotta do it like this, like Chachi and Joni.
mission. First alert.
My ambitions, I'm a ride, I put her in that white sand when I cried, I keep the pistol on the side, I in the Lamborghini smoking on that la la la. She got a hair in the wind, eyebrows on freak, 1-5, Bonnie and Clyde, Nicki and Meek. I gave her keys to the condo, keys to the Jeep. Say you jiggling, baby, gave her the whole damn fleet.
I always ride for you, baby. And if shit get hard, you know I pull right on the side of you, baby. Yeah, I met him in the dope game. He had no name. Back when you can get a half or a whole thing.
Back when all we ever needed was the cocaine. Bricks in the 600, why they call me Rogaine? 40 in the stid ash, fuck around and be roadkill with the top down, feeling like
my ambitions of a rider, rider. My ambitions of a rider, rider.
Hip Hop Nation, first alert.
My ambitions of a rider.
Keep it gangster price, see one of them cold things. Which is, nah, I ain't mad at you. Get out of line, right? Throw a couple jabs at him.
Hero Dan probably throw a couple bags at you. In my Tupac voice, I ain't mad at you. Take the wheel, see if you can drive while I eat it. My fit if you walk, but I don't need it. Tell me what I need.
You need a bitch that's gon' blast and cash with you. Same time, fuck good, drive fast for you. Yeah, I'm riding like la 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 la. Eat the pussy like la 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 la.
Why you gotta tell a nigga business? Fine nigga Friday, you know a nigga near this. Hit you with the helicopter tongue, then fuck you till the helicopter come.
My ambitions, I'm a rider. My ambitions, I'm a rider. My ambitions, I'm a rider. My ambitions, I'm a rider.
One look and I got it. Hitting corners in my Impala. Slide down and pull for a dollar. Nada, tell that girl
holler.
I done brought the thug life out of her. Got her stuffing bricks in that pride. And she love when I'm inside her. And can't nobody divide
her. My ambitions of a rider. My ambitions of a rider. My ambitions of a rider.
Hip Hop Nation, first alert.
Fucker. Stay out of my lane.
Nation first alert. The game featuring Dash Loaf, Ambition. On Facebook.com/Hip Hop Nation as we continue to introduce new music first.
Just to rhyme with them. Think 99 when Puff with a hand shine with them. Yeah. Matching Daytonas, rose gold on us. Going ham in the beats and then took a toll on us. Well, since you overdoing, I'ma pour more. Well, if you going coupe, I'm going four door.
I think Charlotte Flair should have Pusha T do her ring music. Since he is constantly talking about Ric Flair.
Fuck 'em, yay. Fuck 'em, yay. I wouldn't piss on that nigga with Grand Marnier. They shit is shopping at Target. My shit is luxury ball, man. I'm ballin', I'm all red. A Nick soul in the park that I want in. What's a king without a crown, nigga? What? What's a circus without your clown, nigga? What's a brick from an out of town, nigga? When you flood and you can drown, nigga, yeah.
Yeah.
And make dollar sign, can't nobody hold me down.
Shake that body, party that ball. Shake that body, party that ball. Shake that body, party that body. Come and have a good time with G-O-D.
Hold up, I ain't trying to stunt, man. But the Yeezys jumped over the jump, man. Went from most hated to the champion, God flow. I guess that's a feeling only me and LeBron know. I'm living three dreams. Biggie Smalls, Dr. King, Rodney Kings. Cause we can't get along. No resolution till we drown. All these haters, rest in peace to Whitney Houston. Cars, money, girls, and the clothes. Oh, man, you sold your soul. Nah, man, man. Something for nothing, bitch, you're working so hard and you can't cut through. That could mess up your whole life like the uncle that touched you. What has the world come to? I'm from the 312, where cops don't come through and dreams don't come true. Like that a guy go, when it's mercy you lie. Go from working McDonald's, barely paying a condo. He even got enough to get his mama a condo. Then they ran up and shot him right in front of his mom. Welcome to Sunday service. If you hope for Sunday service, we got green in our eyes. Follow my experiment. Did Moses not walk the water with the cane? Did strippers not make a heart when I made it rain? Did Yeezy not get signed by Hovind Damon? Ran to Jacob and made the new Jesus chain? In Jesus' name, let the cry say, I'm on fire, ay, that's a Richard Price say. And we'll annihilate anybody that violate. Ask any dope what you know, they admire, yeah.
That Maserati was no longer moving. Like some smoke was coming out of it. Loading it onto a fucking flatbed. This part of the song doesn't need to be here.
I don't know, but I've been told. If you get fresh, get out of holes. Get fresh, get all the hoes. I'm way fresher than all my foes. I'm way fresher than all my foes. Somebody please pick out their clothes. Somebody please pick out their clothes. And all my niggas say, good music. And all my ladies say, good music. We're running shit today, good music. We're running shit today, good music.
We got traffic on the Golden Gate Bridge, man. It's a fucking... already a fucking banger out here. Woo!
This is Lifeform Mason checking in.
Yo. Hey, what's going on, Dizzy? Mike, tell the talking. I let the music play.
Yeah. where this is at, huh? Play my music. God damn it. Oh, fucking Siri. Play my music. You fucking piece of garbage. Play my music.
Playing all song.
Shut up. God.
Now I'm your big mole tower. Mother star. Beetle on the bottom and a needle on the cover. Transform smacking. Big beat mess. And I can tell you didn't tell it by the looks.
Yes, people, it's time.
that shit out, nigga.
To the right, to the left, see three. Hallucinate, explode, ain't got a lick for the fraud protection on my phone. Therefore, that'll make it that much easier for anybody with a computer that got the right data information. The software to get my phone off the streets. I'm a they say this is our player price, play joy, a hundred piece. I didn't shit, I don't figure that daddy no more worse than cloning sheep. Just understand, if I done this from my mouth, more hair on my face than my daddy. I guess it's the steroids that they be putting in our food. Shit, the man behind the counter at the liquor store asked him by ID before he get to ask me. And if he asked me by ID, then I'm gonna get pissing the bitch. Some of that swindling ass fast talking con man. Every city ghetto urban reverse psychology. Niggas got it tough out here. Niggas got it rough out here. Niggas out here. Listen to the L.I.Q.
Areas view the police as a threat, and that's some shit you better not forget.
Easy, easy, name fit by most when a little nigga is thrown in the pen, but on the streets there's two kinds of people, white rich fucks and the ones who can harass like me. Pull over to the side and routine for me, can up my shit like they're looking for a key of cocaine, but they never find the shit, ain't got nothing better to do and nobody else to fuck with, thinking everything is stolen, but can't face facts that a young black nigga's just rolling, making more money than they ever make. Take. Yo, plan to make the kill. Ain't no regret. Keep your hand on your weapon. Shoot his ass.
like me, so I'm like motherfucking cops.
Get out of the fucking car!
Wait a goddamn minute, what the hell did I do?
Hey, just shut the fuck up, black bitch!
Wait a minute, you ain't gotta be putting on my motherfucking hair!
Hey, just step the fuck back!
Get your motherfucking hands off of me!
Calm down now. Listen, we're gonna go around this corner, and you're gonna suck me and my partner's dicks, or you're gonna be one black dead nigger bitch.
Police brutality is common in my neighborhood. That's why I hate the motherfuckers.
I said fuck the police, but with a little more force. And maybe now I get my point across. There's a massacre going on, just something that I can look. Every day a young nigga's took off the face of the streets by police. It's like they got a nigga chained on a short leash. You can't leave out the city that's just jacked up. Cause if they do left or right, they got you jacked up. It's embarrassing because you know they justice. But all you can do is say fuck this. Because if they move, that's all she wrote. So with the excuse to shoot.
Show you're on the air.
Yes, I want to make a request.
What's that?
I want to make a request.
A request?
Yes.
Okay.
I want to hear Stake Him in the Heart.
What's that?
Stake Him in the Heart.
Stake? Stake Him in the Heart?
Yes.
I have no idea what that is.
It's the new single from Count Rockula and the Pennsylvania Blood Drinkers, the hottest and scariest band in Newbridge.
But what was the band called? Count Rockula?
And the Pennsylvania Blood Drinkers.
I'm gonna go out on a limb here. And I'm gonna guess that you're in Count Rockula and the Pennsylvania Blood Drinkers.
Wait, how did you know?
Just a hunch, I guess you could say. Because you're kind of calling. Asking me to play a song by something I've never heard of. And can I also guess, are you... You're Count Rockula, aren't you?
That would be me. Listen, I'm a bit groggy from being asleep all day.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. What would really wake me up is to hear Stake Him in the Heart.
Okay.
You know, it was Song of the Week on horrormusic.com.
On what?
Horrormusic.com.
Horrormusic.com.
You've never heard of it? It's huge.
I've never heard of horror music. So what is it? A site that kind of puts the best music about horror?
The scariest monster rock.
The scariest monster. So, and you guys were what? Song of the Week?
Yes.
Is it super competitive?
It certainly is, yes. A lot of competition out there.
For Song of the Week on horrormusic.com.
Yes, and my song was Song of the Week.
So your song is a pretty weird title. Stake Him in the Heart.
Yes, it's about sticking a stake in the heart of an evil vampire. He has to be killed because he's such a bastard.
Okay, but I'm a little lost here because you're the vampire. So it's a song about killing you?
No, not me. I'm the good vampire.
You're the good vampire.
Yes.
I don't get it.
Little backstory, okay?
Okay.
Well, I come home one sundown, and there's a strange car in the driveway of my crypt.
Uh-huh.
I sneak into the kitchen, and I can hear passionate sounds of lovemaking from my bedroom.
Okay.
Someone was in bed with my wife.
With your wife?
Yes. So I pulled back the covers. It was the evil Baron von Dracula.
Yeah.
He was diddling my wife.
Okay.
So I had to drive a stake through his heart.
So you had to, and did you drive a stake through his heart?
No, he ran off and I couldn't catch him.
What happened to the voice?
That's all, yes. I command you to play my single, Tom, or I'll stake you too.
Please, come on. Just so, play it, please.
You sound sad. Are you doing all right?
Just play it, please. I sent it to you last week.
Well, Count Rockula, I don't know what to tell you.
Don't call me that. Just call me Todd, okay? I'm not really a vampire.
Oh, you're not really a vampire. Okay, I'm glad you clarified that. I kind of had figured that out.
How?
Well, you said you were from Pennsylvania.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That's where the vampires are from in those movies.
What do you... No, not Pennsylvania.
Yeah, it is.
It's Transylvania.
What? No, yeah. Don't you remember in that film All the Right Moves when Tom Cruise sucks the blood out of Craig T. Nelson's neck? That was in Pennsylvania. Coal country.
In all... That was not in All the Right Moves.
I think it was, right?
No, it definitely wasn't. And what was all that backstory you were kind of saying about... What was he in? Count Baron von Dracula?
Yeah.
Was in bed with your wife and you came home?
Yeah.
To your crypt? You called it your crypt.
My crypt, yeah.
Yeah. Which is at what, actually?
At my house.
Your house. Yeah. Okay.
That actually did happen. I came home from... Like, I came home from work one day and Baron von Dracula was in bed with my wife, Sheila.
So wait, there actually is a Baron von Dracula in this?
Yeah, he's the singer in that band, the Ghoul Patrol 66.
Ghoul Patrol 66. I know I've seen that name. Yeah. I know I've seen show posters, like flyers around Newbridge.
Exactly, yeah. This guy, he thinks he's the coolest and the scariest rocker out there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, that's why I formed Count Van Rockula and the Pennsylvania Blood Drinkers, because I wanted to beat him at his own game. Mm-hmm. After he stole my wife and my son, Miller.
He stole what?
He stole my wife and my son, Miller.
Miller?
Yeah.
Your son's name is Miller?
Yeah, M-E-L-L-O-R.
What is that?
Oh, you don't know?
No.
Oh, that's Joe Strummer's real last name, Miller?
Miller.
Yeah.
Okay.
His middle name's Eno.
Your son's middle name is Eno.
Yeah.
So you named him, okay. So it's Miller Eno.
Exactly, yeah. But this jerk, the Count?
Yeah.
He's raising my son to be a vampire.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, he's sending him to Newbridge Vampire Day School.
Vampire Day School?
Yeah. Guess who has to pay for it?
Guess who's... I'm going to guess you're paying for him to go to Vampire Day School?
That's right.
So he's got a vampire band.
Exactly, and I have a vampire band, too.
And that doesn't... Do you really think that in a town as small as Newbridge, we really need two vampire bands?
I'll be honest, probably not. And, you know, I've already lost my cape. That's a part of it, why I don't think it's going that well. And my fangs keep falling out when I sing.
Mm-hmm.
So, it's like, could something please go right?
So you lost your cape.
Yep.
And it's hard singing with the fangs in.
Yeah, they pop out.
But you're doing this, why?
Well, I want to get my family back. You know, I want to show him to his boss. Mm-hmm. Look, I'm pretty desperate, okay? I've been trying to get something going for the last 10 years, and just nothing's sticking. I'm just tired of stalking other people's music and not having any luck with my own material.
Stalking other people's music?
Yeah.
What was your name again?
Todd.
Todd.
Yeah.
Wait, this isn't Todd from CD Submarine, is it?
Yeah. Hey, that Bear vs. Shark CD you ordered came in.
I ordered that, like, that had to have been, like, 10 years ago.
Yeah. Sometimes cargo is very slow fulfilling orders.
Like, 10 years slow?
Yeah.
Yeah, that had to have been, like, 2003.
I think it was, yeah.
Yeah.
You know, I'm actually not working at the CD Submarine anymore.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, you've been there, like, forever. How long? Like, 20 years, at least?
I think so. 18 uh-huh. or... Yeah, 18, 19, yeah.
Uh-huh. So why are you not there anymore?
Oh, we don't need to get into that.
Come on, tell me why you're not there after that amount of time working there.
Well, you know, the usual differences.
Like, what are the usual differences?
Oh, Okay, well, I was helping this very pretty customer look for a CD, and she was pushing a toddler in a carriage, and I asked her if Daddy was still in the picture.
Mm.
And I was also touching Dr. Winkle when I said it, and she went ape as it, and I'm the manager, the guy in charge, so she couldn't really report me to anyone.
Like she could, like she was like, I want to speak to the manager.
As like, I'm the manager, and how often does that happen? There's actually the manager of the store, who's the one who does something unseemly. So what happened was that she reported me to the manager of the Pod Locker next door.
Of the what?
Pod Locker.
What is Pod Locker?
You ever heard of Pod Locker?
No.
Oh, well, it's a Foot Locker, but it caters to podcasters.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
How I don't know what that would be.
Well, one shoe has a $100 mic attached into it.
Okay.
And the other shoe has a GarageBand app.
So it records podcasts?
Yep.
From the shoes?
Yeah. I've never tried it.
Wow. Podl, I did not know about that.
Anyway, so she reports me to Milt, the manager. He's 50, so of course he has authority over me.
Okay.
So he's got me in a headlock until my regional manager, Steve, comes and takes away my captain's hat and my keys to the front hatch of the store.
Okay.
But it's all going to be cool in the long run because it'll give me time to work on my box set.
What's that?
My box set. I'm putting out a box set.
A box set?
Yeah.
Of the vampire stuff.
All kinds of stuff, yeah.
I mean, a box set's pretty ambitious. Why wouldn't you, like, start with, like, a single CD, which, like, well, where most people start?
Well, I already did that once, and it didn't go well.
It didn't go well?
Yeah.
How did it not go well?
Well, it was back in 2000, and I wrote and recorded 50 songs.
Wow.
Yeah, I even got a couple guys from the gas station Dogs to play on it.
Okay, wow, that's impressive.
Yeah. And it was this great concept album about how we're killing the environment and how we can stop it. And I laid out how we can stop it. And I spent a fortune on this record. And I hired a big-time publicist to promote it, you know. And this album, it had literally every style of music on it.
It's really ambitious.
Yeah, jazz, blues, hardcore, punk, metal, disco, techno.
Wow.
All in the same song.
Like one song?
Yeah.
With all of those styles?
Every song had all those styles.
Oh, okay. So it's a lot, it's a pretty long songs then?
No, the songs are pretty short.
Okay.
Yeah.
But each one was a different style?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Sometimes it was just like 3 seconds of disco,
uh-huh.
and then 5 seconds of hardcore punk.
Wow.
But about 6 months after it came out, Shovel.com did this big story about how my record sold so few copies that the distributor, rather than sending the returns back to me, they just crushed them all and they piled them all in a big dump in the marshes outside of Newark.
Mm-hmm.
And it turns out that they dumped the 50,000 CDs on a raccoon colony, and they figured out that my CD about saving the environment actually killed about 245 baby raccoons.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
So that's kind of what you meant by it not going well.
It didn't go well at all, yeah.
That's
but, you know, things are getting back on track, and I'm going to go full throttle, box set or bust, and I just know it's going to work this time.
Really?
Yeah, it's going to work just like it did back in junior high school, the time I won the candy sale.
When you won the candy sale?
Yeah, I really put my mind to it.
Uh-huh.
I sold 5 times what the other students sold,
uh-huh.
and I won the prize.
Okay. Really?
Yeah, you know what the prize was?
What was the prize?
A lifetime supply of wacky packages.
A lifetime supply of wacky packages?
Yep.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Like how many?
A skid would arrive every week.
A skid
yeah.
of wacky, like, and oh. how many? Because a skid is a giant thing of boxes.
Yeah, it's like a pallet.
Like a pallet. Okay, it was on a pallet
yeah.
of wacky packages.
Yep.
How many boxes were on the skid?
Well, 300?
So 300. How many boxes of wacky packages were in each box on the skid?
Probably 100.
100?
Yep.
So every week you got thousands of boxes of wacky packages sent to you.
Sure did. Yep.
How'd that go for you?
Well, you know, I thought it went great. I mean, you know, sure, some of the kids said my dad sold most of the candy to the workers at his factory for me. But, you know, those kids are all haters.
Well, did your dad sell the candy to everybody at the factory?
Yes. Why?
Well, then you're... you're writing them off as being haters, but they're accurate. They've kind of got you dead to rights on that.
Not really, no. I mean, I did it by any means necessary. Yeah.
And so you're doing this... So this is what the motivating thing is that you triumphed back then by selling the most candy.
Yeah.
And that's what you're using as, like, the thing to kind of inspire you?
Yeah. Well,
now.
You know, you're making it sound tawdry and almost criminal.
But you're saying, like, this is the thing that helped you rise to the...
Yeah.
And that's what's making you want to do this box set?
Yeah. Well, listen, it wasn't all, like, roses for me after I won this thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Those wacky packages were fun at first, but they started to get to me.
They started to... Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, 7 months after they started showing up in those giant crates...
Yeah.
I lost my mind.
What? How so?
Well, I was having nightmares about drowning in bottles of top slob and being force-fed boxes of Minute Life.
So the wacky packages really got to you, like they kind of permeated your brain.
They sure did.
Oh, don't cry.
I can't help it.
I know, it's sad. I'm starting to get teary over here,
too. I know.
Too.
Oh, man. Those memories will just come back to you, you know?
Yeah. I mean, were there any other things that were in the dreams like that? Look, if it's too painful, I don't want you to go there.
They were smearing me with baby run. Look, I don't want to talk about this anymore, okay?
It's okay, man.
I want to play you a song I've been working on, okay?
Okay.
Not cool.
It's all right.
All right, you ready to have your mind blown?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Okay. Get my pipes in order. Walking my way, I couldn't think straight. I didn't feel right, and then my dungarees started getting real tight. Long-legged sex pots get into my bed. We can get crazy and then get out of our heads. I got a pile of pills I stole from my uncle's stash. We can get blasted and make love till we crash. Because, baby, baby, you're such a tease.
Need your love just like I need the love from God.
What do you think?
Wow.
Pretty cool, right?
Uh-huh. Well, I mean, that was not your... The music was... And the words were yours, I'm guessing.
Yeah, I wrote the words.
Uh-huh. But that's like Start Me Up.
No, it isn't. Well, technically it is, I guess. But that, you know, that's pubic domain.
What's that?
It's pubic domain. You don't know about pubic domain?
No, I know public domain.
What's that?
That's what you're trying to say.
Yeah, it means nobody owns it.
Yeah, public domain.
Yeah, like Camp Town Razors.
What's that?
Camp Town Razors?
No, I know.
Camp Town Razors, do your thing, doo-dah, doo-dah. Camp Town Razors, do your thing all the doo-dah day.
It's Camp Town Races, but...
No, it's Camp Town Razors. It's about the Camp Town roller derby team.
I don't know what...
Isn't it?
No, I mean...
Huh.
That's the team that always went up against the Lady Bombers?
The Bombers, yeah.
Yeah. That's not what that is, though. Maybe they did that, but that's not what the song started as.
We could debate that all night, I guess.
I we probably could.
Maybe.
Well, I don't know what to tell you, Todd. That's...
They slathered Ditch Boy paint all over me, too, in those dreams.
What was that?
Ditch Boy paint.
Ditch Boy. Okay. Those cards really got to you.
They did, and they would spray Fright Guard into my face.
Uh-huh.
They make me brush my teeth with Ultra Blight.
Well, you really need to maybe talk to somebody about these dreams.
They made me smoke Ditch Master cigars.
A lot of ditch stuff.
You know what kind of butter that I had to eat in that dream?
What?
Land of Quakes.
Land of Quakes. And that's like an earthquake?
Yeah, and I had this boombox.
Mm-hmm.
Like a Portageto, you know,
yeah.
From Radio Hut.
Mm-hmm.
But it was like being in hell. It would play for 2 seconds and then it would just stop.
Mm-hmm.
You know why?
Why?
You know what kind of batteries were in it?
Can I guess?
Yeah.
Never Ready?
Yeah.
Yeah. It happens.
Yeah. But this song?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it's not so good. You know, but it's something to fill out the box set.
What is it with you and this box set? You
keep... I have to have a box set, Tom.
I don't know why you're starting... I mean, you did the one CD that turfed out and... had some animal tragedy associated
with it.
Well,
maybe my publicist pulled a choke job on that. Did you ever think of that?
On that CD?
Or my manager dropped the ball. Did you ever think of that?
Well, that's...
I didn't actually have a manager.
Okay. Yeah. So maybe it didn't happen then.
Oh. All right. Well, gosh. Tomorrow's Friday already. That's insane. It's crazy. It's ridiculous. I'm not ready for that, so I'm going to go see about getting ready for that, and I'll see you guys around.